The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, and away we go. It is time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again to take you on this 10-minute sports journey where it is our job to inform you on everything you need to know in the sports world over the next 10 minutes or so. We'll get to the Hawks coming up in a minute. They had a close call last night but got a dub, which is very important. But let's start with the Braves, who are back tonight against the Blue Jays at Truist Park. First pitch at 7:20. Now, the Braves are going to try to do something tonight they have not done at any point this season. In 39 calendar days, I'm talking about trying to get over 500. Yes, the Braves have not been over 500 at any point during the 2021 season. In fact, the Braves haven't been over 500 since September 27th of last year. That was the final day of the regular season. Now, even with that said, with the Braves battling four-game losing streaks and 3-4 games under 500, well, they're back to 17-17, and they're just a game and a half out of first place right now in the NL East. See what I did there? That was a joke. That was humor, folks. Braves are a game and a half behind the Mets. The Mets now will be without Jacob deGrom at least for a couple of turns, maybe more in the rotation. So this could be the point where the Braves make their move in the division. Speaking of making a move, the Braves made a few roster moves yesterday. They recalled Johan Camargo from Gwinnett. They optioned the great Victor Araña. We barely knew you, Victor. And Jacila De La Cruz. They were both sent out after the game on Sunday night. The Braves also signed Tanner Roark, who always seemed to be a Braves killer in the past, to a minor league deal. He'll report to Gwinnett just to give the Braves more pitching depth in the organization. So tonight, there was a shift in the Braves' rotation. It sounds like Bryce Wilson will get the start against Robbie Ray at 7:20, but again, that's kind of a fluid situation. We'll see how that one goes. So here's where we are again. The Braves are 17-17, and it's mostly because of some surprising starts from guys you wouldn't have expected, and it's also due to some disappointing starts from some of the Braves' quote better players. So let's look at it this way. The Braves are at 500, and it's been because of Waskar Inoa, who's 4-1 with a 2.23 ERA. Waskar's got 44 strikeouts and 9 walks so far in his season, which has been so impressive. Add to that, the Braves have gotten the 4 pinch-hit home runs from Pablo Sandoval. He's slugging .667 with an OPS over 1,000 in his limited duty. The Braves have gotten performances from Adrey Adrianza that have been very important. He's hitting .295, couple of home runs, 11 RBIs, slugging over 500, an OPS over 850. And the great Guillermo Heredia, before he got hurt, was hitting .300, couple of home runs, 8 RBIs, an on-base percentage approaching .430, slugging .575. Now, these are all limited at-bats, and even in Waskar's case, limited starts. But where are the Braves without those guys right now? Conversely, Charlie Morton, Drew Smyly, Marcell Ozuna, Freddie Freeman, Dansby, Ozzie, they've all put up numbers that are below expectations to this point. The good news, we've seen life from Ozzie and Ozuna over the last couple of weeks. Dansby's bat looks like it's waking up now, and Freddie's coming off back-to-back games where he's looked like Freddie Freeman. But the overall numbers to this point, again, are less than we would have expected. Freddie Freeman's hitting just .217 after his long slump. Marcell Ozuna's hitting .201 with a .590 OPS. Dansby's hitting just .226 with 40 strikeouts and 124 ABs. Ozzie's hitting just .229. And the worst of the bunch is Christian Pache, who we didn't have huge offensive expectations for, but he's hitting just .107 with a 349 OPS. Those are pitcher-like numbers. Add to that, Charlie Morton's ERA is approaching 5. His whip is approaching 1.4. Max Fried, who missed 3 starts, has an ERA over 8. Drew Smyly's got an ERA over 6, and he's given up 9 home runs. So the truth is, without Ynoa, Sandoval, Adrianza, and Heredia, the Braves are in a much worse position. The truth also is, those guys will probably come back down to earth. I believe it's called regression to the norm, and that's fine as long as the Braves' better players trend up, which I believe they will. Based on history, you will see Freddie continue to trend in the right direction. Same thing with Ozzie and Dansby. Marcelo Zuna the same way. Charlie Morton, I'm disappointed with, but I'm still not worried about, and I think Max Fried will be fine. Overall, this is, I think, a very good piece of news. The Braves have survived some of their best players either being injured or really having a poor, month plus? And here they are, a game and a half out of first place, sitting at 500, trying to go over 500 for the first time this season. All right, let's transition to the Hawks, who beat the Wizards last night, 125-124. They improved to 38-31. They're now a half game ahead of the Heat, alone in the fifth spot in the East. Hawks are a half game behind the Knicks for number 4, which is the home court advantage in round 1. The Hawks didn't play a very good game, especially defensively. They nearly blew a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter. Now, that issue hasn't been there since Nate McMillan has taken over, where the Hawks have let big leads slip away. That was more of an issue they dealt with under Lloyd Pierce, but it almost happened last night. The Hawks led 96-79, heading into the fourth quarter against a Wizards team playing without Bradley Beal. The Hawks built the lead to 181, a little more than 11 minutes to go in the game. You thought the thing was done. Apparently so did they. But the Wizards then went on a 19-1 run over 4 minutes to close to within 101-100. Then back and forth they went. The Hawks just couldn't put the Wizards away. And you give Washington credit. They never took the lead, but they had a couple of great looks. A 3 from the corner that would have given them a late lead. And Russell Westbrook had a really good look at the end of the game on a jumper that could have won it if it went down. I thought Russ was going to drive to the bucket, but luckily for the Hawks, he pulled up and settled for the jumper. So, again, it was a couple of things. Hawks' defense wasn't good, especially in the fourth quarter. Hawks' bench struggled last night. The Wizards scored 45 points in the fourth quarter, which, I mean, again, that should never happen under any circumstances, but especially when they don't have Bradley Beal. But they did that. Good news is the Hawks survived it. They lived to tell about it. They got a great night from Trae Young, 36 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds. He did have 6 turnovers, which that just can't happen in the postseason. And some of them were just, you know, the sort of lackadaisical turnovers that turn into easy buckets on the other end. That's one thing I'm sure Nate McMillan is going to drill down on. John Collins was great last night, 28 points, 8 boards. Clint Capella had 22 boards, 10 points. And Bogdanovich just continues to shoot the lights out. Bogey scored 25, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and he was 7-for-12 from 3 again. He has just been a 3-point machine. The other note from last night, and happened luckily in a loss for Washington, and good news and a win for the Hawks, but Russell Westbrook made history with his 182nd career triple-double, passing Oscar Robertson. Westbrook finished with 28 points, 13 boards, and 21 assists. I mean, he just fills every category. He's a great rebounding guard. Give him credit, too. He sets up a pretty average to above-average Washington roster without Beal and a lot of really good scoring positions, so he was his great self last night. The other good news for the Hawks is DeAndre Hunter returned. He played 13 minutes, scored 6 points. They had him on a minutes restriction. He actually looked pretty good. Remember, Hunter's missed 47 of the last 49 games, including 24 straight, so it would be a very big deal to have him back healthy, playing at a fairly high level. You're talking about him eating minutes from what Solomon Hill was playing. I imagine when Tony Snell comes back, they'll sort of split some of those duties. So that's good news. Hawks and Wizards will do it again in the second half of this back-to-back tomorrow night at State Farm at 7 o'clock. The Hawks finished their regular season with 2 more games after the Wizards. Thursday at home against Orlando and Sunday against Houston. And the math is pretty clear. The most realistic path for the Hawks getting to the number 4 seed to win out with these 3 games at home and then hope for 2 Knicks losses, maybe one being tonight when the Knicks are in L.A. against the Lakers. The other way it can happen is if the Hawks, the Heat, and the Knicks all finish in a three-way tie, the Hawks would win that tiebreaker as the number four seed. So in a weird turn of events, Hawks fans might be rooting for the Heat, not only tonight against the Celtics, but over the last couple of games. They have a tough schedule. They'll host the Sixers. Then Miami has to go to Milwaukee, so it's not going to be easy for them. One more note on the Hawks, and it's been great to see Trae Young play at such a high level since he came back from the ankle injury, ramping up for the playoffs. Trae has played in six games since he came back from the ankle. Hawks are 4-2 in those games. Trae's averaging 28 points, just under 9 assists. He's shooting 51% from the floor. And here's my favorite. He's 54 of 55 shooting free throws. And we know how good he is at getting to the free throw line and in the playoffs. That's a very big deal. The Hawks have a legit chance to get to 40 wins in a 72-game season, considering all the injuries, considering the poor start. It's a job well done by Nate McMillan and that team as they're on the doorstep of a playoff appearance for the first time since 2017. All right, if you guys would, please subscribe to the podcast. If you're new here, or follow, as they're saying now, on Apple Podcasts. Either way, we'd love to have you aboard wherever it is you get your favorite podcasts. Also, leave a review, a rating, and if you see me mention the pod on social media, it's always a big help. If you would retweet it, give it a like, and pass the word. I'll be with Chuck Oliver this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 3 o'clock, and back again tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.